BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what it is. No Limit Larry, burping. We in here, we clocked in. You know what it is, boy. It's Thursday, Throwback Thursday. And you know how we do it, man. Man, we like to bring y'all the show like we bring y'all the show. Because when we bring it to you, we bring it to you. Ain't going to be no different today. Today's high is going to be right near 53, 39 degrees on your way out the door. A little chill out there this morning, but it's going to heat up. Watch out for those wet streets, because if you don't know, Burpee had me out late last night, so ran into some rain, some late night rain last night, fooling with this guy. Mm-mm. In the madhouse with me this morning, y'all serves up the comedian, baby.
I say good morning.
Lancaster, what's up?
Good morning.
Concord.
Good morning.
Gaza.
Good morning.
Charlotte, America, what
good
it do?
Good morning.
What up, Burpee?
What's happening?
How you feeling this morning, big dog?
I'm tired.
You tired?
I'm tired.
Ah, man, you don't get to be tired.
Messing with you?
It was my fault.
Yeah.
It was my fault.
It's my fault that you was out for my podcast.
Right. It's my fault that I was out for your podcast. Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah. Nah, but shout out to everybody that came through and took part of the podcast, me and Dr. B's podcast.
Mufasa Bugatti.
All right.
That's how you gonna
Mufasa Bugatti. Larry came out. Boss of the city. What up, boy?
That boy crazy.
That boy, listen.
Hey, we want our wings this morning, too.
That's one of the funniest dudes, boy.
What's the name of the wing spot?
Better get you some.
Better get you some wings.
Better get you some wings.
They gonna stay in to buy some wings.
Listen,
better get you some wings.
If that ain't intimidation, I don't know what is.
I want to try, though, and they better be good. And they better be good. I'm talking junk if they ain't.
Boy, listen. That was fun. It was fun. Doc Reed, what up, boy?
What up, Doc Reed?
It was Foxy Red too. She was out there with it.
Okay.
It was crazy. It was crazy. It was fun. Not crazy like off the chain or nothing like that. It was fun.
Yeah, well, it was pretty good thing y'all doing, man. What's the name of y'all podcast?
The Ignite Podcast.
Yeah, and I dropped mine. It's called Let Me Talk, man. Our first episode is going crazy right now. So, and that second episode, everybody been asking, when your second episode dropping? My second episode is dropping. I dropped mine just, you know what I mean? I don't drop them every week. So my second episode is going to drop Valentine's Day, and it's me and Fantasia's husband.
Oh, that's what's up.
Oh, yeah. It's this one right here. This one right here, baby. It's a lot in this one. It's a lot of good information. It's a lot of stuff you didn't know. He was very open. He's very candid. And he just wanted to help educate the youth, one, and then wanted to tell a story from his perspective of, you know, what went down with him and his wife. So that's what's up.
That's what's up.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the new wave right now, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. I love it. I love it. You know, we do a radio show. We are privileged to do a radio show each and every day. Mm-hmm. But this is not all of us. Like, so, you know, on a podcast, you get to be the complete you. Like, we are our complete self, but, you know, we got time constraints on here, and there's certain stuff you can't say, and there's certain stuff you can't do.
No restrictions on the podcast.
Ain't no restrictions on the podcast. So you're getting no holes barred, and you can get the podcast any way you get podcasts, except Apple. Apple ain't approved me yet. And I saw y'all just got approved by Apple.
Yeah, we did. We are on Apple Podcasts now. We're on iTunes. We're on all that. SoundCloud, yeah, Spotify.
I'm waiting. Apple is it's always the last one, so I'm waiting on them. Everywhere else, though, you can get it on Spotify. You can get it on Anchor. You can get it everywhere else. Or you can just go to my Facebook page and get it out for that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, congratulations. Keep doing your thing, big dog.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that, boy.
Got an action-packed show for y'all this morning. You already know we got tickets for that Greek Step show. We're going to be gearing those up this morning. We got your Nose and Neighbor News on the way at 7:24. And in our 6 o'clock hour, you know we got a crazy news story. You would not believe what this daycare worker did to this baby. And I will say this. Lord. It's not horrific. It's not horrific. Well, I guess.
So calm down.
I guess. It's not horrific. I guess it's to me, it's not horrific.
But me either.
But you know, some people are very, very sensitive when it comes to kids and babies.
Yeah.
So we'll find out what you think coming up about 6:35 this morning. Let's go on and get it started with your inspirational power word of the morning. Oh, before we get to that, gotta send a prayer up for Miss Jessica. She's on the sick and shut in list this morning.
Jeez.
I said I want all the saints to come on in and put your hands to the sky. Yeah. And let's say a prayer for Miss Jessica.
Yeah.
Miss Jessica.
Yeah.
I said the first thing we want to pray for is that wig that she got, because we want to make sure that it stays laid and dyed and laid to the side, and make sure that the wig stays intact during her sickness.
That's not what we're doing.
We also want to pray for Miss Jessica, Miss Jessica's voice, because you know she's always on this radio and she's trying to sing. We hope while she's sick that the Lord bestows a tune in her body. A tune.
Just a little tune.
Mm-hmm. We also want to pray for Miss Jessica. To get well so she can make it back. To keep being nosy for all you nosy neighbors out there. Because y'all is nosy. She is nosy. And y'all like to hear what the hell is going on. If there is one, two, or three.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Let's say amen.
Amen.
Now let's get the real inspiration power word of the morning.
Good morning. I'm Pastor RJ Davis. And this is your moment of inspiration.
Another be Larry the Morning Man out Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Travis Scott, Lil Baby, highest in the room, 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. How today is going to be right near 53 degrees in Charlotte, America, and it is time. You know what it's time for? Hashtag MHQOTD. Your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who. Let's talk about. Let's talk about who. Let's talk about.
And that question of the day is being brought to you by The Leap, L-I-E-A-P. You can join Miss Jessica.
Mr. Leap.
Yeah, that too.
The Leap program.
You can join Miss Jessica this Saturday, February 1st, from 11 to 1 p.m. as we participate with Mecklenburg County's Leap program at the Valerie C. Woodard Center at 3205 Freedom. Go to power98fm.com for more information. All right. Using the hashtag MHQOTD, everybody knows what's been going on, what every media outlet has been talking about all week, getting people's reactions and their stories about Kobe. But the way the story broke has a lot of people uneasy. TMZ broke the story. They were the first to break the story, even before the cops were able to notify the family. And the cops took exception to that. They took offense to that.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty upset about it. So we want to know, do you think TMZ was out of line for the way that they report things? Do you think that they're out of line for the way that they report things without notifying the families first, that it's more about being exclusive, being the first to jump on the story? Do you think it's out of line, out of pocket for them to do it that way?
I'm split 50-50 because, you know, we work in media. And we understand, you know, you want to be how some media outlets want to be exclusive when it comes to stuff, or they want to be the first when it comes to stuff. Mm. And that is the media world that we live in. But the human side of me and the family side of me says, you know, that is completely wrong. But I get it. You know what I mean? I get it because I've worked in the media so long and I understand, you know, what it's about and how the game goes. So I'm kind of split, but I would lean more toward no, they're not wrong, because this is the world that we live in. Everybody has a camera phone. Everybody has, you know, everybody wants information right now.
Right.
I'm sorry, but this is the world that we live in. And the fact that they did report it so fast, like it let the world know.
Right.
And let us in on that moment. I get it, though, and I feel bad for the family. The family had to find out that way. Mm. However, the nosy side of me says I'm glad that they reported it, because, you know, we wanted to know. And, you know, who's to say had they waited, you know, to report to the family how long it would have taken.
Right.
So, I mean, I get it, and I feel bad for the family, but I'm a lean toward it, and I'm going to say no, they're not wrong.
I'm also say no, they're not wrong, but I will say that they have to be, in certain situations, you have to take into mind what the situation is. Now, granted, somebody had to tell them about the story, so whoever it is that told them could have let the police know or let whoever know first. But as a media outlet, especially being out in a market like L.A. or one of those big cities where and you cover national entertainment news, no, I get it. I get why they did it. But in a situation like the Kobe situation, I think out of respect, they should have waited. But then again, if they would have waited, like TMZ came out and said, somebody else would have broke the story first.
Right.
And if that company waited, then another company would have broken the story first. So I get it. I definitely understand. I just think some situations you have to be mindful of what it is that you're putting out.
Because this is the first, for me, this is the first time of hearing it, is because when they break other stories about celebs, nobody really says anything. I mean, I understand that this is a death situation, but you got to also understand that this is one of the biggest stars in the world.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with, you know, the death of Kobe Bryant. So, I mean, you want them to report it, but at the same time, you want them to be like, well, dang, did you contact the family? Like I said, I'm split 50-50, but I'm going to lean more towards no, they wasn't wrong. You want to tap in on this? You can tap in on our Instagram pages. What's that, Burpee?
Mine is at I am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word, and yours is at I am No Limit Larry.
And, of course, you can tap in on the show page at NLLMMH or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. What's TMZ wrong in the way they reported the Kobe Bryant story? It's Pi 98.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
These folks got hit his No cap.
No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse, man. You know, today with news quickie right around now, 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. You know, Miss Jessica's under the weather. She should be back tomorrow or Monday, but feel better, little boo-boo. All right, so parents, did you know it's a new challenge going around? You know, they have all these kind of challenges. A lot of them are innocent and they are dance challenges or something like that. Well, now they have a new challenge called the Penny Challenge. The penny challenge is where you take a penny and you put it in between a charger, like the charger is in the outlet charging, and they leave a little space in between it, and they drop the penny in there, and you know what happens? It knocks the power out in the house, or it sends a big electrical shock through the house. Nobody's been hurt in this penny challenge, but it's a warning to parents to talk to your kids about, don't y'all be doing this damn penny challenge. I'm gonna tell you right now, Ryan. Don't you come home talking about you trying to pin a challenge.
And one of them burpees try something like that. It's going to be some problems.
It's going to be a new challenge. It's going to be called a whoop-ass challenge. I'm telling you that right now.
Let's record that and put it on TikTok.
Yeah, we're going to and that's what it's going around. It's going around on TikTok right now. So parents, if you don't know what TikTok is, it's an app that a lot of the teens and a lot of the kids are using. They do different videos and stuff on there. So the new thing on TikTok is the penny challenge. So if your kids with you this morning, you better tell them, don't y'all go out there. Because now, honestly, you could seriously injure yourself. Luckily, nobody has been hurt in this challenge so far, but you can seriously injure yourself, right? Not only you, but you could hurt the house. You could burn the house down. You could get shocked. So parents, talk to them about it, that penny challenge. Ryan, I'm telling you right now.
Email.
It's gonna be the all right, man. That's your nosy neighbor news, quick.
I wanna know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie. It's that Wale. Bryson Tiller, love her fault. Charlotte's plug is Pi 98. Little bit later in the morning, man. How Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 6:26 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hashtag MHQOTD. Madhouse question of the day. What's that question today, Bert?
We want to know, do you think TMZ was out of line for the way that they reported the helicopter crash that had Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and 7 other passengers? Do you think they were out of line?
Shout out to my girl, Billie Jean TV. She tapped in. She already tapped in, and she said, I don't think they were wrong. And she said, just think about them boys, what happens in the neighborhood when something happens. What's the first thing people do? Go to Facebook Live. They can still be out there shooting. You be out there, but somebody dead out here. So it's kind of like the same thing. So, and I get it. I get it on
right,
both.
I get it
on both sides. But I'm rolling with no. TMZ was not wrong.
I'm gonna say that they were not wrong, but they could have been a tad bit more respectful.
Yeah.
What are they both saying?
They could wait. But like I told Larry, if TMZ said it yesterday, if they didn't do it, somebody else would have done it.
Yeah, so ESPN or somebody else.
I
don't think they were wrong.
It's just that because this situation is so tragic, everybody is their emotions are all over the place.
Yeah. All right, tap in with us. What did they tap in with us at, Bert?
You can hit me on my Instagram page at I am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word. On Larry's page at I am No Limit Larry. Or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Your Madhouse Throwback Classic is on the way up next. It's Pi 98.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hits.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what it is, man. Time for your Madhouse classic throwback. You know what time it is. It's DJ Shark pick today. What you got for him today, Shark?
The number one throwback pick week of the day. Day of the week is when I'm on.
He's trying to make himself.
No, we're going back to 2011, man. This was Snag the Grammy off that Watch the Throne. Jay-Z, Kanye-Z, T.I. Turn it up. Let's go, Larry.
Well, just for your reminder, how about the crown? That's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Crazy news being brought to you by the CIAA VIP experience. You want that CIAA VIP experience, which includes a hotel stay and passes to all the games. You need to log on to power98fm.com right now to register you for your chance to win that CIAA VIP experience. It's the last one, y'all. It's the last one. You got to get it in while you can, baby. All right, Burpee, what we got in crazy news?
Where them crazy stories come from, Larry?
Florida or South Carolina?
Florida or South Carolina? You're right. This one came out of Florida.
Okay, there we go.
At the Children's Education Center of the Islands in Sanibel, Florida. You know what that is, Chuck?
Yes, up north.
Oh, that's up north.
North Florida.
Yes, up north.
One of the daycare workers was fired because they wrote on the baby's stomach, Mom, comma, I'm out of diapers. And the mama saw it. What's baffling me is the mama said she called family first before she did anything and said, am I overreacting? Is this something I should be upset about? Okay, listen, ma'am.
No, that's a legitimate question.
What?
Because you see, the thing about it is when you work in a daycare, you know, they deal with so many different kids, and this particular kid might be that kid that's always out of diapers and a parent forget to bring him in. So they probably thought, well, let me write it on the baby's stomach to make sure the mama see it.
No, Larry, stop. Stop trying to justify.
I'm not justifying.
But this is the crazy part.
I'm trying to think how they thought it through.
The crazy part is the mama said this is the second time they done wrote on a baby.
Because you didn't bring the damn diapers the first time, mama. First nine times.
Now, she could be having a hard time getting diapers. You never know. She could be a single mama out here struggling. It's a daycare center. They supposed to have stuff like this at the daycare center.
You do have diapers, but at the same time, it's more than one kid. Burpee, 300 kids in there.
Okay, not 300, but it's right. I'm trying to help this woman out. But what she didn't do was go to the daycare and whoop all the ass she could whoop. Because somebody wrote, if anybody write on my baby Larry, I don't care what the reason is for. I don't care if it's another little kid. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going with that little kid ass. I dare somebody to tell. Don't put your hands on my baby. I don't care what the reason is. You don't write on nobody, child. You know that. To me, you being condescending and disrespectful at the same time.
I'll tell you what. Well, how about you put some diapers on your little badass little baby? How about that, parent of the year?
Well, I didn't know my baby's stomach was going to be this damn loose, Larry. I didn't know. Normally, the baby ain't this loose during the day.
Obviously, it is. If they keep running out of diapers, this is the second time.
On the weekend, from 9 to 6, my baby ain't this loose.
But this is my question. How did you let it get to a second time for it to become a crazy news story?
That's what I'm saying.
You should have reported this the first time.
The report should have been mama whoops coworker ass for writing on the little baby, because that's what I would have done. I'm just
You're not gonna
write on my baby. You're not gonna write on my. And first of all, it was ugly handwriting. If you look at the picture, whoever this worker is, don't need to be teaching nobody nothing.
570-WPEG Madhouse Nation. Tap in. Y'all think the daycare worker was. What's wrong for writing on the baby? Baby, I'm out. What was the sentence?
Mom, I'm out of diapers.
Do you think the daycare worker was wrong for writing on the baby? Mom, I'm out of diapers.
Mom, I'm out of diapers. No, in parentheses, it said, please read my report. I ain't lying.
I hate them in Florida.
The only hip hop morning show is
No Limit Larry.
No
money. Yeah, I'm on that cash.
Pot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. None of Larry the Morning Madhouse. Crazy news today. What was it today, Burt?
Crazy news coming out of Cinnabell. Cinnabell? That's how you say it? Sharp? Yeah. Cinnabell? Cinnabell, Florida. Daycare called Children's Education Center of the Islands. A mom is upset because they wrote on the mother's child, "Mom, I'm out of diapers." Underlined it, and under that they wrote, "Please read my report."
They wrote all this on the baby's
stomach.
Yes,
wrote all this on the baby chest and stomach in permanent marker.
Oh, that
mama
dirty.
Took a before and after picture. She said she took a picture before and then washed the baby up, took a picture after, and the baby still had writing on the stomach. I'm like,
was this a black baby that they wrote on?
No, it was a white baby.
They wrote on the white baby.
It was a white
baby. They wrote on the white baby.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all. Oh, but they about to burn the daycare.
Not that that matters.
The daycare not going to be no more.
Not
it's
that
over.
That matters.
What's the name of the daycare? It don't matter because it's going to be closed. They wrote on a white baby.
I don't know.
I don't know
if it's going to get closed because the mama was calling around. Number one, this is the second time the baby been wrote on. Number two, she was asking the family, "Am I overreacting? Is this wrong? Is this something normal?" Hell no, it ain't normal to write on no little baby. Who writes on kids? A kid might write on themselves, but it ain't real words. They have some scribble on them. He said, "Mama, look at this sunshine," but it's only one little line.
This is why the No Limit Larry diaper program is important, because you know you can come through and you can pick up diapers anytime you need them. And if you need diapers, we got them for you. That's what I mean. This is why the No Limit Larry diaper program is important. I'm telling you.
To me, it's, I don't know. You don't know what this mom is going through.
That's what I'm saying.
She could be struggling. She might need help with getting diapers. But sending the message this way, you call her. Or when she come pick the baby up, say something to her then. You don't write on the baby. Think about it, Larry. Somebody handed her this baby.
No, it wasn't even that. They didn't hand her the baby, because what happens is, you know, when your child is in daycare, they have to take care of the child. They have to change the child. So somebody probably was tired. They tired. They were just tired.
But
tired,
Larry, they saw
baby
the mama when she came to get the baby. And you know what they said?
And they probably told her before and she still ain't brought the damn diapers.
No. They did just like this. They said, "Oh, thanks for coming. He was such a good child today."
And they handed over the baby with the right
number. And they handed over the baby with permanent marker on the damn stomach. I'm going after
not
somebody.
The white baby. Good morning.
Hey, I personally work in a daycare, so I know how it is. But daycares change the baby's diapers every 2 hours, regardless if they're wet or not. So it's kind of the daycare's fault.
Okay, but you know, but even though y'all do change the diapers every hour, 2 hours, you still have to bring in diapers as a parent. You know what I mean? You still have to supply the daycare with diapers.
Yeah, and you tell some parents, and the parents ignore you, and they won't bring them in. So therefore, somebody will feel pity on them that works there and go and get diapers for the kid, which I've did it several times because the parent was in a tough situation, but the parent came and said something, but some of them won't tell you.
See,
every
2 hours.
2 hours. So if the baby at the daycare for what, 8 hours?
Yeah.
Because mama worked, and they change every 2 hours. Ain't number four diapers.
Ain't nothing but
a day. Four diapers a day times five.
Four
that's 20
times,
diapers
that's
a week.
Like,
how many in the pack? That's a pack a week. That's a pack, boy. That's expensive. Good morning.
Topic this morning.
Mm-hmm. You think this daycare was wrong for writing on the baby?
Oh, I sure do, because whatever happened to sending a courtesy call or a text message?
Yeah, obviously, they was beyond that point. It seems like they were fed up. This was the fed up. This was the fed up option.
This is clearly a dirty booty baby.
But then on top of that, they wrote on the baby with a permanent marker. So I think that was a little bit out of hand there. But, you know.
Was it a permanent marker, baby?
It was a permanent marker. The mama tried to scrub it off a couple times.
She scrubbed several times and it didn't come out. So yeah. I would have been upset. Yeah, I would have. They would have saw me at the door.
A little alcohol would have got that off the baby.
I don't know. Maybe she didn't scrub hard enough or wasn't using the right soap. But then she said it didn't come off. But I think it could have went another way, though.
Right,
actually,
you,
a little alcohol would have encouraged me more to go up to the daycare and whoop some ass.
You ain't whooping nobody, baby. Coming up, man. We're going to let y'all shine. They done wrote on the white baby.
Wrote on the baby.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte.
No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Not the white baby. I just like saying the burp. Not the white baby.
I can't believe the baby was white either.
They wrote on the white baby. Are y'all crazy?
But they removed that teacher.
Of course they did. They wrote it on a white baby. You think they going to let you slide with that?
I'm not saying it no more.
You know, I'm not. This is my last time.
What happened?
Somebody. They wrote on a white baby. Ah, damn. I said I won't go say it.
It's my last
time.
What
happened to the teacher?
She got
dismissed. They got rid of him.
Yeah.
Quick, too.
Real quick. Yeah.
They didn't, wasn't even an investigation.
So what are we saying? We saying the teacher black. That's what we saying?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's not confirmed.
That's not what we do, so I don't know.
That is not confirmed that the teacher was black, but I'm pretty sure Tanisha was over there thinking, oh, my God, I done sent this report three times.
They didn't release the name?
No, not of the teacher, no.
We need to call down there. We need to call to that daycare and
find
out.
Do some investigative reporting.
We need to do some investigative reporting. All right, it's time to let y'all shine. Your kids do it well. Your mama do it well. Shout out to your daddy!
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Whoa.
All right. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, big dog? You got somebody you want to let shine?
Yeah, I'm going to let my mom shine. She don't get the recognition she deserves. She takes care of everybody, and she puts her health backwards. So I just want to put a shout out on her.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. You letting that light shine?
Yes, I'm letting that light shine on my cousin, Mikey Bailey, his birthday in gold, and my daddy.
Thank you.
Shine on me, 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 shine on me.
Good morning. Okay.
Damn. Hello.
All right, another Blair in the Morning Madhouse. Coming up, we got a chance for you to win tickets to go to the Millennium Tour. Coming up inside the Nose and Neighbor News, me and Burpee is going to bring it to you since Miss Jessica is under the weather today. They wrote on the white paper, Burpee.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse.
Hey, what? Can you hear me now?
Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
You know, the Neighbor News is on the way up next. Me and Burpee going to be bringing it to you since Miss Jessica's out sick today. Vanessa Bryant broke her silence. Selena Gomez, she's speaking out. And PT, a.k.a. Pastor Disaster, a.k.a. Pastor Troy, is in a little hot water this morning. Why is PT in trouble? And who is he in trouble with? We're going to tell you up next coming up inside You Know the Neighbor News with your chance to win tickets for the Millennium Tour. Keep it tapped in. It's Power 98.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that.
All right, today's high is going to be right near 53. Right about now, it's about 39 degrees. Watch out for some wet streaks out there in some spots. On your drive in to work this morning, Chris Brown, Gunna, Heat, Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
You like it what you see?
What the hell is going on here?
What up, though? Me and Larry bringing y'all what they talking about in these streets. It ain't the nose and ain't the news today. It's just as out, man. We got everything that's going on. We out here trying to give y'all all the news that we can. First up, Offset. He was detained by the LAPD out there at the Grove Shopping Center in the Fairfax area near Los Angeles. He was detained by the police because they responded to a call about a man with a gun. There was Offset and one other guy that was with him who were actually detained, but there were four of them total. Four people total with Offset, but only two of them were detained by the LAPD. Reports say that they found two handguns when they were detained. So no arrests were made. Nobody went to jail. They were only detained. That's all the information that we have right now. As soon as we get more information, we'll let y'all know.
That's your homeboy. His homeboy probably took the charge.
Probably.
That's mine, big dog. I'm good. If y'all gonna lock somebody up, lock me up. That's what you're supposed to do, though. Protect the money, you take the charge. Well, speaking of taking charge, this young man is in a little hot water this morning. It's my big dog, my big homie. Yep, my big dog, Pastor Troy. Nah, he ain't dropping no album. He ain't dropping no new music.
Who?
Pastor Troy. He also, oh. But he dropped the bombshell on his Instagram the other day. Yesterday, when he Instagrammed out about Lil Nas X, he put a picture up of Lil Nas X and said, well, damn, if this is what you got to wear to the Grammys, no wonder I don't have one. Lil Nas X did tap back in. Lil Nas X said, well, damn, I look good in that photo. But you know, everybody is going in on Pastor Troy this morning, talking about his, they're saying, and they're calling what he put on his Instagram, a homophobic rant right now. So the community is, they going at him right now.
It was a bad outfit.
No, they going at PT right now, not Lil Nas X.
Oh. The outfit ain't got nothing to do with being gay. It was just ugly. Okay, all right. Texas teen. You heard about the guy, DeAndre Arnold.
Yes.
Who they told him to cut his dreadlocks or he won't be able to graduate. He won't be able to walk across the stage out there in Texas. He was on the Ellen DeGeneres show. Ellen had him on because she heard about his story, and Ellen gave him $20,000 in scholarship money.
That's dope.
After she said, well, come on, Alicia, we want to give you something. And by Alicia, she meant Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys came out with the check, handed it to DeAndre, man. He said that he doesn't want to cut his dreads. His father is actually Trinidadian, and that it's a part of their culture. And he just wants the people to understand that it's a part of the culture. He said he's never been in trouble. He's never had any problems in school, and they wanted to give him, if he comes back to school, he'll have to be in school suspension or in one of the alternative classes with the troubled students, those who get in trouble, those who have charges, those who are always causing problems in school. And he said he doesn't deserve that happen.
No, that's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. As a matter of fact, it was going to be a Larry Mad, but I got sidetracked by another story, so I didn't do it. But they're speaking out in the R. Kelly case. Well, not in the case, with one of his former ladies. What's her name?
Azriel
Clary. She took to social media and took to she was doing an interview and said that R. Kelly made her do degrading things on a daily basis, her and other women. And then he would make them, he would videotape them and not let them tell anybody about it. Okay. Thank you, Azriel, for your participation in the R. Kelly case. We appreciate you.
Okay. That was took a weird turn. Okay.
That's what she said.
Vanessa Bryant has finally spoken out. She put up an Instagram post about Kobe Bryant and her daughter, Gigi. She wanted to thank the millions of the people who showed support. There's a very beautiful, beautiful long post on her Instagram page. You can check it out at Vanessa Bryant. It's very long. It's very touching, very beautiful. And we still want to uplift them and the other seven people who and their families who were lost in that tragic helicopter accident, man. It still hurt. A lot of people still hurt. A lot of NBA players are still affected by this, man. Shout out to Vanessa. She finally spoke out, and she just wanted to thank everyone who showed support and uplifting them in this tragic time.
And, you know,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Which is talking about with Kobe Bryant, the NFL commissioner Roger Goodell spoke out on yesterday saying that they will honor Kobe Bryant this Sunday in this Sunday Super Bowl. So be on the lookout for that. That's all we got in your nose and neighbor news.
Jessica.
I'm sorry, that's what they saying out here in these streets. me and Burby told you on the nose and neighbor news about Offset. Well, what do we say about Offset? 570 WPEG. First caller through correct answer, you going to the Millennium Tour.
Charlotte, we finally got a real one. Boy, baby.
Hashtag Larry Matt is being brought to you by the Millennium Tour. You know, it is going down March 27th. It's going to be all the way live at the Spectrum Arena. You know, Omarion, Bow Wow, Yin Yang Twins, Ashanti, Soulja Boy, and more. Log on to Power98FM.com for more details. Today, it's so many people I could be mad at in this story today. I'm going to just break it down. Y'all know what happened, or if you don't know what happened last year with the West Charlotte
versus Audrey Kale basketball game. What happened was a player had put out a Snapchat talking about, you know, some players on the West Charlotte team. He also said that he did not want to go to the hood, and he was suspended from the team on last year, right? So, fast forward, the young man was allegedly going to transfer and go to another school. Found out earlier this week that the young man is still playing for the team, for Audrey Kale, after his racial slur that he used and after he was suspended last year from the team and said that he was never going to be allowed to play basketball for Audrey Kale again, that he is playing for the team again. That's one part. Second part of it, we have also found out that another student has also used a racial slur against another African-American student at Audrey Kale. So when I say I could be mad at so many people in this particular instance, I'm talking about I could be mad at the students that are using these racist slurs. I could be mad at their parents. But what I'm most upset about is the leadership, because you are setting a culture at your school. Because if you don't do nothing about this, when you suspended the young man last year and then allowed him to come back and play this year, you are setting a standard. You are setting a culture at your school that this is acceptable behavior. That's why you are having the same problem again this year. I think the whole school, the principal, the administrative staff, the students, they all need some training in diversity, but especially the leadership, the AKA the principal. Because it is no way that the young man who caused that big stir against West Charlotte on last year should have been allowed to play on that team again this year. He should have been suspended indefinitely. He should have had to transfer to another school. After what he said, and after it was found out it was true to what he said, I understand he's a teenager, blah, 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 blah. Because what happens to our students, when they do stuff in school, they get sent to Turning Point. They are not allowed back into CMS schools. Had this been one of our students that did something like this, he wouldn't have been allowed to play again at all. And then you got another student who has done this again this year, and their parent has complained this, and y'all can look this story up. It is all over the newspaper. So I got to be mad. At this point, I got to be mad at the leadership. I can't be mad at the parents no more. I can't be mad at the students no more. I have to be mad at the leadership in the school. So that is the head administrator, which would fall on who? The principal, right, Bert?
Definitely on the principal.
Because you are allowing this culture, and then whoever in CMS who's backing this, if you're backing this, then I'm mad at you too. Because right. There's no way. Like I said, if one of our students get into a fight, an altercation, anything, you're automatically suspended for 10 days. And 9 times out of 10, they are sent to Turning Point. You're not allowed back in the CMS schools. Come on, man. We got to do something about this. We got to do something about this. And I want to applaud the Charlotte Observer for putting this story out, one, and for being completely transparent in the story, because they brought up all the points. They got all the facts in there. So, yeah, we got to do something about it. Leadership over there, RGK, y'all got to get it together. Hashtag Larry Mad. I ain't going to stand for it no more.
No limit, Larry.
The biggest names.
This is Lil Nas.
When you're ready. 98 WPG, so Charlotte's plug for new hip hop, and I'm beating up Larry the Morning Madhouse. Dad is incognito, got you live in the kitchen, and you know what time it is right now. It is time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Sometimes I had them thoughts. Yep. It's Thursday, Larry. It's probably my second favorite day of the week. Larry, hit my hotkey. Shut your dumb ass up. All right, first on the list. Let's go ahead and get started. We're going to put it out there, Larry. I'm sick of these people on this list today. Dr. Umar Johnson.
You going to do Umar like that?
I'm doing Umar like that. Black man, claim he woke. He claimed this. He claimed that. You know what the fool said? He said that it was a conspiracy in the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash. And it's a whole bunch of idiots out there that's agreeing with him, saying somebody rigged the propeller, rigged this, rigged that. Don't take away. No, stop. Stop woke, fake woke black people. That's why y'all be getting on my damn nerves. Y'all don't know what happened in this situation. None of y'all were on the helicopter. None of y'all worked on the helicopter. Half of you Negroes don't even know what operates a helicopter. So Dr. Umar Johnson, you might be a doctor. You might have your PhD, but you don't fly no damn helicopter. Don't be getting on the internet, putting all this stuff out there for these people to believe in. Y'all stop doing that, man. And let's just celebrate the life and let people grieve and mourn, and his family grieve and mourn about the loss of these nine people on the helicopter. Hit my high key, Larry.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Get on my damn nerves. He need to go comb his beard. I know from experience. That's what he need to do. That's what Dr. Umar Johnson need to do. He kept looking to the right. It was a conspiracy. Shut up. Number two on the list. Everybody that killed off Rick Fox after this damn helicopter crash. Hit my hot key, Larry.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Why y'all always got to throw somebody else in the mix? Why does everybody on social media always want to kill somebody off? Y'all sit down somewhere. Everybody hiding behind social media, hiding behind a phone, just twiddling your thumbs, putting stuff out there just so you could go viral. Sometimes you just need to sit back, shut up, and leave people alone, man. Y'all getting on my nerves. This whole week, people have got on my damn nerves. Hit my hot key,
Larry. Shut your dumb ass up.
Third on the list, these fake-ass comedians in Charlotte trying to get a shock value. You saw somebody go online and say something about this whole terrible tragedy that happened. Now you think you can make jokes about what this situation is. First of all, if you've been doing comedy for 10-plus years and you still on the open mic scene, you ain't no damn comedian anyway. So you need to shut up. This situation, you writing a joke about this situation ain't gonna make you no better. So you need to go sit down, write a real joke, try to be funny for once in your life instead of trying to capitalize off of somebody else's pain, sorrow, and they hurt. That's why I don't like y'all comedians in Charlotte. Hit my high key, Larry.
You don't like none of them?
I don't, they get on my damn nerves. The ones
shut
that ain't funny.
Shut your dumb ass up.
I only do shows at bars. Ain't no crowd at bars. They drunk. Everything funny to a drunk person. Fourth on the list, that dude Ari Shaffir. He's a comedian. I actually know him. This is the part. This is what makes me mad. I know him. He came to this city, to Charlotte, put up a video trying to get shock value, talking about Kobe Bryant and the sexual assault case after the day of, the day we found out about the tragedy. He wanted to put this video up talking about him. But guess what? You done got dropped from your agency. Hit my high key, Larry.
Shut your dumb ass.
Black people jumped on your page on Instagram and got your page shut down. Hit my hot key, Larry. Black Twitter went all the way crazy on you just now. Hit my hot key, Larry.
Shut your dumb ass.
And then you tried to come back and say I was hacked. Hit my hot key.
Shut your dumb ass.
You can't hack a video, dummy.
You can't hack a damn video. Ari Shaffir, you finna get your ass whooped when you go back to L.A. That's the heart of L.A. you was talking about. That's all I got on the list today.
I wanted to put somebody else on.
Put somebody on the list, Larry.
Your friend.
Who?
Your friend.
Who my friend?
The one that was talking about the boy from Out of Care. Can I tell her to shut her dumb ass up?
Shut your dumb ass up.
And those for Burpee Stop. Think about it.
Y'all know this.
Man, these folks got to hit his yeah. No cap.
Y'all know this is an election year, and we got to go vote for the brand new president. And Joe Biden, you know, his name has been out there in the race for a while, and he just named who he wants to be his running mate. Who you think it was, Burpee? Michelle Obama. It's Michelle Obama.
That sounds about
he
right.
He said he wants Michelle Obama to be his running mate. Could you imagine if Joe Biden won, we would have a woman vice president?
That sounds about right.
That sounds dope.
I would not mind seeing that.
I wouldn't mind seeing that at all. But Joe Biden just named who he wants as his running mate. He has said that he wants Michelle Obama to be his running mate. And Michelle hasn't responded yet. But I think that would be a good ticket. Joe Biden, Michelle Obama, 2020. That's your nosy neighbor, good news, quicker.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Wishy, tell that.
Tell that. I got a situation.
Nothing but always something.
I got a situation.
No limit, more than my house, tell me, situation,
Another Larry the Morning Man, how Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's situation, before we get to it, who is being brought to you by, Bert?
It's brought to you by the CIAA Step Show, man. DTLR presents the official Step Show Throwdown Greek versus Greeks. It's the final chapter. It's going down Friday, February 28th at the Charlotte Convention Center. Doors open at 6. Showtime is at 7. It's hosted by No Limit Larry and myself from the Morning Madhouse. Performing live is Tiana Murray. Go to power98fm.com for more details.
All right. Today's situation reads like this. Dear Madhouse, I have two sons. One is 18 and one is 19. Both are not working and they are sitting around my house just doing nothing. The 18-year-old is still in high school. He's a high school senior, but he is not going to school. He is not motivated. He says all he wants to do is music, and he does not see how school is going to help him out with that. I am a parent that is at wit's end. I can't take it no more. However, I do not want to put my sons out because I don't want them to feel like I gave up on them. And so many people have given up on our black men.
Oh, well, then you can take it in.
But I don't know what to do. They ain't doing nothing. They ain't listening. How can I get these two young men motivated? And should I put them out?
I can't even believe you asked that question.
Listen, I know she don't want me to tap in.
No, I want you to tap in. You go first.
Put their ass out. Put their ass out. And do not feel. Listen. What you have to understand that you are raising young men, you're raising young black men, according to your letter. There are not going to be many excuses for young black men out here in today's society. They are going to have to learn at a rapid rate. They are already behind the eight ball 9 times out of 10. So you cannot, mamas, I know y'all love y'all sons. I know y'all love them to death. You cannot sit and baby these young men. You can't do it. You have to let them go out there and see what's out there for them, one. And two, you have to let them go out there and become a man. Mm-hmm. You got to let, I don't know. I mean, she didn't say nothing about a man being involved in their life. But you have to let them go out there and become a man. Because you don't want to raise a sorry man. And you don't want to enable this type of behavior. So in order for this behavior to get corrected, one way you can do that is you're going to have to let them boys go out there and see what's out there. Because you sit there, you let them sit around your house all day and just you supplying and you supplying, they're forever going to feel like that's what life is like. I'm going to forever have things handed to me. It's got to break somewhere. So what, you going to wait till they 25? You going to wait till they 30? I say break them right now. And for the 18-year-old, and she's in a rock and hard place because he's 18, so she can't force him to go to school because he's 18.
Right.
If he was 16 or 17, she could force him to go to school, and they could force him to go to school. Because he's 18 is really, in that situation, the only thing she could do to me is say, well, look, you either going to work and help me out, or you going to go get his education. He really needs to go get that education, though. Because anything you want to do in this life, it all starts with education. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. It all starts with education. So you definitely going to have to go get that young man. And you have to let them know that this behavior is not to be tolerated. So I know you love your sons. But it's also a thing called tough love. And you got to show them. And at some point, mamas, you're going to have to break down and show these young men tough love.
You got to.
That's my take on it.
That's your take on it. This is the problem I have. What are you even writing in for? Because it already sounds like you know what you're going to do. You're not saying, oh, I'm stuck in the... I feel bad because if I put them out, which means they're still there, number one. Education should be priority number one. You can't use Kanye as an example. Kanye dropped out of college. You can't use Diddy as an example. Diddy went to college. So who else would you use? Jay-Z?
College. Plies, college. Lil Wayne went back to college. Megan Thee Stallion is in college.
You see what I'm saying? You have to always have something to fall back on. Everybody has love. everybody has a passion for something, but what do you have to fall back on just in case it don't work out? That's what's wrong with these kids nowadays. Why they give participation awards, these kids who get participation awards think that they're going to actually be able to do whatever it is when they get older, when that's not the case. Everybody not going to be able to win. That's why you play a game. In a game, you have a winner and what else?
A loser.
A loser. Everybody don't win when you play a game. You have to understand that. You have to put this mindset into your child. Now, if that child is working hard and they feel like they're going to be one of the best artists, musicians, entertainers, whatever it is, if they really have that talent, that's why people say you have that it factor. It's a lot more that goes into becoming a superstar, becoming a rapper, singer, this, that, and the third. But the parents have to instill that you always need that secondary thing just in case. Jay-Z was good because you know why? He sold drugs. Is your child selling drugs? Are they bringing money into the house? Are they working at least? What are they doing? They just focusing on music full time? This is where it starts right here with the parents. You got to let that child know you're going to do something while you're here or you're going to get out of here. If you want to work on music on your own, work on music outside of this house. But if you in here, you're going to work. If you're not going to go to school, you're going to work or you're going to go to the military. Oh, you gonna do something. You have to do something in this house. But this mama sound like she gonna do what she wants. She gonna let that child do what they wanna do anyway.
And that seems like that's what she's been doing and it's not working and she's tired of it. What y'all think, Madhouse Nation? Tap in 570-WPEG. Holler at us, man. It's our situation for today. Madhouse situation. Dear Madhouse, I have two sons, 118 and 119. Both are not working and sitting around my house doing nothing. The 18-year-old is still in high school, but he is not going because he says he's not motivated and all he wants to do is music, and he doesn't understand how his education is going to help him do music anyway. Now, I don't want to put him out, but I'm at wit's end. I can't stand it no more. They sit around doing nothing, and I don't want to put them out. But, Madhouse Nation, what can I do, and should I put them out? Let's get to these lines. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say something real quick. And another, my opinion is probably not going to be popular, but I don't think she should put them out. I think that we are one of the to put our kids out when they turn 18. You do prior to them becoming 18 years old? Did you not instill in them that they need to go to school, that they need to work, that they need to do whatever? You can't wait until the last, you know, inning of the ball game to try to put your kids out when you didn't instill in them what they need to survive. That's partly her fault, too.
Allegedly. Allegedly. So let me stop you right there. As a parent of an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old, a 24-year-old, and a 22-year-old young man, you know, you could raise them up to do everything that you want them to do. These kids today, they develop their own way of thinking. They develop their own train of thought. And, you know, so I'm not going to say that she didn't instill this into them, because she could have, and now they are making their own decisions. And I don't think just because they turned 18 she want to put them out. Because they're 18 and they're not doing nothing. You're not going to sit in my house and just not do nothing. I'm sorry. You're just not going
to
do it.
But what I'm saying is they didn't get to 18 not doing nothing on their own. As the mother of a 31-year-old man, I instilled in him way before it when he was...
I understand what you're saying.
You know, dude, you're not going to stay here and do nothing. You're not going to stay here and not go to school. So when he turned 18, he knew. Before it was 18, he knew you're not going to stay here and not do nothing.
So what?
That's what I'm saying.
What happened
before that?
I understand that. So yeah. What happens when you have instilled that and they know that, but still when they get to 18, they trying to call your bluff? Because I think this is what's happening. They trying to call this young lady bluff.
I think there were signs and warnings before the bluff was called. You knew before the kids was 18 that they was not doing nothing. When they was 16, what was they doing? When they was 15, what were they doing?
That's what I'm saying. At that age, it wasn't. That's where I think y'all are getting it wrong. It's not about the kid. It's about the mama at this point. The mama in the letter, clearly you can tell she let them kids do whatever they want from jump. Because at 18 years old.
And so
you have to swallow that pill.
I understand right. that. But here go the thing, though. Kids, just like we change as adults, kids change. At 16, I could have been doing everything I'm supposed to do. At 17, I could have been doing everything I'm supposed to do. When I got 18, I feel like I'm grown. Now I ain't got to listen to you no more. Y'all stop acting like these kids keep on listening when you get 18.
Yeah.
I'm not going for that. I don't think this was something that just snuck up on her.
But I'm just saying hypothetically, say it was. But hypothetically,
she played in it.
Hypothetically, say it was. So what does she do in that situation?
At this point, she needs to probably find her somebody else that can help her, you know, get them going. There are many mentorship programs. I mean, there's other things. Probably she has a male in her family, somebody that can help her undo what she's done. He's only 18, and he got his whole, you know, life ahead of him. It's not like, you know, you just want to throw the towel away at 18. I definitely don't think in this day and age, putting an 18-year-old guy out, you know, with no life skills, because he obviously didn't have any, because if he did, he would know that at 18, you need to be doing something. So he obviously doesn't have life skills. I think he needs help in obtaining life skills.
Absolutely. Thank you for your comment this morning. We got more of your comments on the way. 570 WPEG. Y'all have to lay down.
Don't live it. Live it.
98 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Situation Thursday, we do it each and every Thursday. We pop it off about 8:25 each and every Thursday. You can send us a situation if you have one. We all go through them, and you don't have to put your name because we never say names. We just say the situation because so many people go through different situations. So the name is not important. It's just a situation that you get some help. You can also shoot us a DM on our Instagram page, or you can shoot us a Facebook inbox, too, if you don't want to email it. All right, today's situation, a young lady, yeah, she needs help with her two sons. One is 18, one is 19. Both are not working, sitting around the house doing nothing. The 18-year-old is still in high school. He's a senior, but he's not going to school. And she said all he wants to do is sit around and do music and do nothing else. And he said he doesn't see how school is going to help him do that, help him do his music. She don't want to put him out, but she say she had her wits in and she need help, Madhouse Nation. What you got? Good morning.
Man, listen, you already know these parents these days ain't built like our parents was back in the day. That's where it starts. She sent it in a letter wanting to get help. First and foremost, you know our parents would have been like, look, it's either going to be XYZ or ABC. You know, it wasn't no in-between.
Right.
So, you know, mom and pops is like, look, either you going to abide by our rules or you going to get out.
That's it. These parents too soft today, man. They too soft.
Exactly. I mean, look at me. You know what I'm saying? I left home when I was 17. I left because my daddy said, hey, you either going to live by my rules or you going to have to get out from underneath my roof.
That's it.
I'm gone. I left. I moved over there to Capswood and played ball over there in front of McClintock with you and your brother.
Every day.
Right across from the fire department. All right, look. I was like, listen, I'm done. I'm out. I got to go out here and get this money. Got me a job at McDonald's, did whatever I had to do. But that's what I'm saying. People not built like they was back in the day. Everybody is so sheltered. Everything is, you got to be easy. Don't do this, don't do that. Nah, bro, you got to get out here. And ain't no love in these streets, but you still got to get out here.
Yeah, thank you, bro, for your comment this morning. Appreciate you.
Yo.
Pod 98, good morning.
What's up with you, No Limit?
Friday, talk to me a bit,
what
bro.
What up, boy?
Man, what's up, Burpee? Hey, man, listen, this one strikes a chord because I understand both sides in a way, you know, but I agree with y'all, man. Like, you can't enable a kid because here's the thing about wanting to get into music or entertainment or that sort of thing. Like, you have to want to be, it's one redeeming quality anybody that's successful has, and that's wanting to be successful, period.
Right.
And if you want to be successful, you're going to have a track record of doing successful things prior.
Right.
Like, Jay-Z was going to be successful regardless if it wasn't in music. Diddy would have been successful regardless. You know what I'm saying? People who are successful already have shown signs of being successful in whatever endeavor they embarked on before getting to music. That was just a new thing to tackle. And if music is like your desperation shot, your 3-2-1, let me see if I can score or not, you'll never make it. It'll never be a thing for you because you looking at music to be your savior and not something, and you're not looking at it like you're not attacking it like a business like it is. So I kind of heard somebody talking about you have to have good life skills first, and if you can obtain good life skills, and you know, then you'll be all right, because the one thing we all have to want to do first before you want to be the number one radio station or whatever, you got to want to be successful.
That's it.
And then that's it. Without a shadow of a doubt. Else you do.
Right. Without a shadow of a doubt, you got to have that burning hunger to want to succeed. Exactly what you said. Thank you for your comment this morning.
Indeed, bro.
Pod RDA, good morning.
Hi, my name is Melissa from Arkansas.
What up, Melissa? Talk to him.
Yeah, well, I have a daughter of 18 and one of 19. The one that's 19 had a baby. And what we did is we made an agreement that they needed to finish school either online or whatever. And they both did. They both graduated the same year, even with the one that had a baby. What I would suggest for the mom is I have three suggestions. She got to give them support, right? Because she has enabled them, obviously. She hasn't given them an ultimatum at this point in time. So I would suggest, she would suggest that they can go to school to get their diploma online, so they don't have to be in a school setting. It's a little different, but my daughters were able to get straight A's mm-hmm. and get a good, average and get into good colleges. And a lot of their college is free now. The other one would be the one that is trying to pursue music. The mom can invest some money in him and see if he actually has those abilities. And if not, then he needs to go to school for that. And the third one would be if they don't stick to this plan, then they both could be dropped off in a shelter with their belongings, because there are teenage shelters.
Yeah, teenage shelters. I mean, I understand what parents feel like. You know, I don't want to feel like I gave up on my child. But you got to set a standard somewhere, because they're gonna follow rules somewhere. When you go to college, it's rules you got to follow. If you go to prison, it's rules you got to follow. It's rules you got to follow in the streets. So you going to follow rules somewhere.
Everybody keeps saying, they keep talking about what they would have done. This ain't you. That woman don't think like you do. That woman is clearly not thinking like we would. And this is, the woman said she had a 31-year-old mm-hmm. man.
They called it
early. You raised your child in a completely different time era than what this woman is raising her child in. All they do is they on the phone, on a computer, or on a video game. That's it. That's what their life revolves around. Nowadays, ma'am, there's scholarships for playing video
games. There are scholarships for playing video games.
There's scholarships for to be a audio engineer.
Yep.
So you have to take into consideration what area you're in. That's all it is. She not doing nothing, though. This woman is not. She lets her kids do whatever they want to do.
And you gotta set a standard somewhere. You got to put a foot down and say, look, this is it. This is what it's going to be, and you got to stick to it. And I think for some parents, you'll say you're going to do one thing, and then you fall back on that, and your kids pick up on that, and they play you on that. So just be careful in that situation. All right, if you got a situation, send it to us, morningmadhouse2ds@gmail.com. Hit us on our Facebook and our Instagram. We're about to play everybody's favorite game show.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
570-WPEG. Bourbon, what tickets we got for the people today, man?
We got tickets for The Step Show is going down. Larry hosting. I'm hosting. It's going down at the convention center. We're trying to put you in the building. So y'all call up here to play Black Smart, 704-570-WPEG. We waiting on y'all.
Lil Baby, whoa. So, are you
Black Smart?
598 WPG, good morning. Who is this?
This is Dominique from Charlotte. Good morning.
What up, Dominique from Charlotte? Good morning. We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, I need a hood black card, all right?
What?
Dominique, I'm going to need you to pay attention. Uh-oh. What you got for it, Burf?
I need you to answer this. What show did this come from? At the family reunion, who we introducing? Who we introducing? What show? What TV show is that from?
Jesus.
What?
Jesus. Oh my God. I don't know. I don't know.
No.
In the movie.
In the what?
In the movie.
Say it one more time.
In the movie. He got game. Ray Allen played a character by the name of who?
Ooh.
And I just watched this movie. That's oh, my God.
It just came on BET like 30 times in a row.
Hey, y'all gonna give it to me?
Hell no.
We're gonna give it to you. We're gonna give it to you right now. Let's give it to
you. Was she
baby.
Black smart?
Hell no.
Drop it one more time.
Hell no.
I gave it an easy one. I thought that was easy.
The bulk of them questions was easy.
Hell to the no. To the no.
Now listen.
Now listen.
If you want to answer these easy ass questions from Black Smart, you want these tickets for the Step Show, call us right now, 570-WPEG. First call through correct answer, you going. It's Power 98.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicles, better financing, all credit levels. Suckers call them old school. We call them classic.
78780.
Holla at your folks.
What do you have to say?
You know what time it is inside the Madhouse. Y'all tapped in on the Madhouse question of the day, which was what today, Bert?
The question of the day today goes as follows. Do you think TMZ was out of line for the way they reported the Kobe story?
We will say that as an update to the story, that Harvey from TMZ has come out and said that the family told him that they gave them the okay to report.
Right.
That they notified the family first. That's
he got approval from the family to report the story.
So, but before we knew that, we put the question out. And so the wrong one said, no, that's their job to report the news. And sadly, being first is a valuable thing in our industry. Pastor John P. Key said, hell yeah, they was wrong. And he did say, hell yeah.
He did.
Tiffany Yolanda said, no, that's their job. Nicety 06 said, hell yeah, that is not journalism. That's messy. Clean it up, TMZ. All right, what you got?
Troy Dougie on my page said, punctual AF, yes. Out of line, nope. TMZ simply being TMZ and ain't going to stop. John Alex said, nah, it's news no matter what the news is, good or bad. Everyone wants to be a you heard it first news channel when it comes to the biggest politics. Danson emphasized and said, TMZ is always out of line with their trash asses. A.O. Nick said, had to report it first before letting the family know. Hell yeah, somebody catching these hands. So I got a lot of mixed reviews.
I did too. And if they did, either way, to me, like I said earlier, I was split 50-50, but I was leaning more towards know that they wasn't wrong, because it's news. It's sad to say that, you know, it affected a lot of families. But I mean, how long was they going to wait? How long was they going to wait if they knew this information? How long was they going to wait? Because it's no telling how long the sheriffs and the coroners were going to take to, you know, release names.
Yeah.
So how long was they supposed to wait? That's my thing. That was my thing. No, I'd say no. And then plus, all y'all go on Facebook when something happened in the neighborhood, y'all show like they're on live reporting, such and such, this guy shot and killed. Check on your people. There you go. He dead right there. And got my face live on Facebook. So what's the difference? So
Larry be the first one looking at it.
You right. And I'm going to look because I want to know what's going on. I want to know what's going on. So, all right, you know they tapped in on the Madhouse voicemail,
704-227-8780. This is Mr. What the Hell. TMZ was dead wrong. They should have let the sheriff department do their job and call the families of those people that was on the helicopter. I'm surprised ain't nobody put them paws on TMZ because they very disrespectful. And no limit, I agree with you. That lady did a whole lot of assuming. I raised two adult daughters, and they both knew from pretty much birth that long as they done something with their life and long as I had breath in my body, my doors was always open to them. But they knew they had to be working, going to school, or trying to better their life. What I'm not going to do is go out, bust my ass, and come home and take care of a grown person. Hell to the no, no, no. Lady ma'am, to have these two boys, quit being a punk-ass parent and put that monkey ass
emphasis on monkey ass.
All right.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Young Thug, Gunna, Travis Scott, Hot Remix. We got your Nosy Neighbor recap coming up. Charlotte's Plug is out of here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.